This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 835. Four sick slang phrases to boost your IELTS Part 1 speaking score.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of Band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll learn super native slang phrases that seem to have negative meanings, but are actually positive for your vocabulary score. Listen up and sound more natural on your next IELTS speaking exam. Good morning, Aubrey. We're recording earlier than normal.
It is a little earlier. My kids are all home for the holiday today, and so I couldn't be home. They're so noisy if I try to record when they are there. So thank you for working around my schedule, Jessica. I have to leave the house to record.
Of course. We are very flexible here. But guys, the kids aren't going to be home for the web class that Aubrey and I are going to do.
That's right. I need to make sure that nobody's around. I'm very excited about this web class. It is going to be a really good one. We've done this one before, right, with Lindsay, and so much good feedback. This was a really helpful one, right?
Yeah. So we did it last year, over a year ago, we did this web class, and we are improving it even more. It's about writing, guys, because we know that writing is the biggest Achilles heel. And this web class is going to answer so many of your questions. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the web class, guys, before we get to today's amazing vocabulary that's going to make you sound so native. And speaking part one, the examiner will definitely think nine when you have today's vocabulary. But in the web class, we are going to focus on argument essays. Why are we going to focus on argument essays, Aubrey?
It's just so much easier to get a good score if you write an argument essay instead of an opinion essay. You're able to brainstorm more easily each side. And then really present very clear, organized essays.
Exactly, because time is the priority, guys. And we know that you are very busy and you don't have a lot of time. So you have to master this IELTS essay in the most effective, simple way you can. And that's what we do on IELTS Energy and in Three Keys IELTS. So guys, get your spot for this free web class. It is amazing. It will improve your IELTS writing score. Aubrey and I are going to be teaching you on February 24th and 25th. So grab your spot now, guys. There are a limited number of spots. Go to allearsenglish.com/writing score. That's /writing score. I know it's kind of a long one, but you guys know how to spell those words. So Aubrey, what is the wicked sweet vocab we're talking about today?
I'm really excited about these. So we had a student post in our Facebook group, which if you don't know what that is, it's exclusive for Three Keys members. So when you sign up for Three Keys, you're able to join our Facebook group and then you can ask questions. Jessica and I are in there. You have IELTS experts answering so that you know you're getting the right information. So if you want to get in there, you go to allearsenglish.com/keys, K-E-Y-S, and then you immediately join our Facebook group and you have 24/7 access to us, which is amazing. And we had someone post in there a question about the word wicked. They were saying the dictionary says it means very bad and it also means very good. I'm confused. And he was saying, I guess native speakers just instinctively distinguish which one the speaker's intending, but what about non-native IELTS examinees? Like,
totally.
Are you going to be able to use contradictory slang? Are you just going to confuse the examiner? It's an excellent question.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, that is really confusing. And we have quite a few words like that that we're going to teach you today. So there are two parts of the IELTS exam that this could be an issue, right? First, like he's asking about is sort of the listening. How do I know if I hear a native speaker use this? So I doubt that they're going to use slang like this on the IELTS listening exam, guys. So don't worry about it as far as that's concerned. But in real life, excuse me. It's early. I have a frog in my throat. But in real life, guys, context and intonation, right? You could tell if somebody is happy or sad about something. And then the ideas around it. I mean, if somebody is like, I got in a car crash, that's bad, then obviously you know that it's not a good meaning. But if you're like, I got a wicked new car, well, that's positive, right? So trust yourself. You guys are adults. And I just want to share this with you guys that over 10,000 awesome adults like you listen to IELTS Energy every day. Like, I am so proud of our podcast and how much it's growing. So thank you,
amazing
listeners.
Numbers.
Yeah. Okay. So listening sorted. Don't worry about it. In real life, you'll figure it out. You're smart. But on speaking, yes, you should definitely use slang like this in speaking part one and part two, because that is what the examiner needs to give you a high score for vocab. You need that range.
And with these, because they have both meanings, they can mean either bad or good, that intonation is so key. Because
totally.
If you do just say like, I got a wicked new car, then it's like, oh, do you mean it was like a $200 car and you're not excited about it? I can't tell, right? But you have to say like, oh, I got a wicked new car. The difference is how you say it, the intonation. Exactly.
And that's been kind of a theme in a lot of coaching classes that Aubrey and I have given lately for speaking, is just like, guys, you got to vary your intonation. Okay. You cannot say everything in one tone. Some people sound super positive all the time, which I guess is like better than sounding monotone, but still, guys, you have to vary your tone. So today's words are great examples of how to do that and when to do that. Okay. So four words that we think mean bad, but actually they mean something really good. So the first word, which I think is my favorite today, is sick. So this is an awesome adjective. Do you use this adjective?
Oh yeah. I use sick a lot if we're playing volleyball and someone serves and it's amazing, like an unreturnable serve. It's like, oh, that was a really sick serve.
That's awesome. Yeah, guys, I often use this to describe sports stuff as well. So I think we can put it down as a collocation there, guys, for you to use in part one and part two. If I'm like watching or doing snowboarding or skateboarding with James and somebody pulls a sick move or like a sick jump, then that's just the natural way I use that adjective.
Definitely. I've heard my kids say it when they're playing video games sometimes.
Totally.
They'll be like, oh, sick move.
That's awesome. So let's remember it like that, guys, because then you're always going to use it correctly. So when you're describing your own or someone else's sports skills, right, we could say, oh, sick move. That dude is sick at soccer. We could totally say that.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so what's another word we think is bad but is actually good, Aubrey?
So one that we mentioned a second ago is wicked. And on the All Ears English podcast, there was an interview that Lindsay did with Massimo. He joined us for the Urban English Adventure in Boston, and he heard people in Boston using this word, wicked, which
totally.
It reminds me of, I feel like I've heard movies set in Boston, and you'll hear
for
him
sure.
say like, ah, he's wicked smart, right? You hear that Boston accent.
I love
they
it.
You say
so
wicked
much.
A lot there, I think.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like Goodwill Hunting. Like, yes. I think they say, yeah, totally. Even though it is more of an East Coast slang, we say it. It has migrated to the West Coast as well. So, yeah, that's an awesome adjective or adverb here, right? If you're really trying to emphasize how, like, big this adjective is, use it as an adverb, right? Like, my friend is wicked smart. My house is wicked sweet.
I'd say like, oh, he is wicked good at that, like whatever he's doing.
Yes. All right. Oh my gosh, you guys, if you use these words in part one and part two, I guarantee you the examiner will first smile, perhaps chuckle at himself or herself, and then automatically think, ah, 7 or higher for vocab. I can tell you that because that's what I would have done when I was examining. All right, cool. Now, guys, after the break, we have two more amazing slang words that are get you that 7 or higher for vocab, so stay tuned. Hello, awesome listeners. We know how difficult IELTS writing is. That's why we want to help you in our free web class, February 24th and 25th, how to argue your way to a 7 and higher for IELTS writing. Grab your spot now, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/writing score. allearsenglish.com/writing score. See you in the web class.
All right, so we have two more great vocabulary words that mean very terrible things, but you can use them to mean good, oddly. This next one I really like. The word ill, which is funny because sick and ill are parallels.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
It's funny. Sick is a little more like, temporary sick, and ill is kind of more long-term sick often.
Yeah.
And so it's appropriate that ill means like even more awesome than sick. It means like beyond awesome if something is ill.
Yeah. And when I was thinking about this word, the first thing that came to mind was the Beastie Boys. Because Beastie Boys, my son actually likes the Beastie Boys, which I think makes him the coolest 8-year-old ever.
Yeah, I love the Beastie Boys.
They use the word ill all the time. So I think it's sort of an older adjective, but native speakers still do use this. So I would just use it as a parallel expression for sick when you're, again, describing something that is really, really cool or beyond awesome. I love that.
Yeah. I think if I saw a really amazing car and I would say, oh, I saw a car today that was ill. And everyone knows, like, that's the coolest car you can imagine.
Or like in part two, if you're asked to describe a celebration that you've been to or that you want to give, right? You could be like, oh, I am going to give the illest party. Like, oh my God, I can't imagine if I heard a student say that, you guys. Band nine.
Oh, for sure.
Hands down.
Yes. Definitely.
So we have one more word for you guys today. And this comes with a caveat, which is, this is a word that you guys are going to hear in movies for sure. And you might see it on vocab lists that are not updated, right? Because this is one of the powers of Three Keys IELTS and IELTS Energy is that we can update our courses and materials at a moment's notice, not like huge publishers that have to talk to 5 million people before something can get done. So everything you learn with us is the most up-to-date information. But this is a good example of a word that you guys might have seen or heard, but we don't really use anymore. So what is an outdated way to say something is cool?
Yeah, so the word bad, right? This was big in the 90s, maybe the 80s.
I think the 80s,
bad. Yeah, even the 80s, we had the Michael Jackson song.
Exactly.
Bad, right? But you really don't hear this anymore. If I heard someone say like, oh, your jeans are bad,
then I would
just think they meant like, oh, you hate them? Like, we really don't use it to mean good anymore. This is kind of outdated. It's a couple decades old. Or if you realized, oh, they're trying to mean good, you'd be like, oh, yeah, no, don't use it that way.
I know, exactly. Exactly, guys. So this student already got answers to the question about Wicked. And again, like, superpower of Three Keys IELTS, guys. If you have any question about a vocab word like this, you're like, do people still say this? You can ask us and get an answer usually the same day. So if you're in the course, don't hesitate to use the Facebook group, guys. And if you are curious about our strategies for the argument essay, the essay you are most likely to write on your test, come to our free web class, guys. You are going to learn so much about the scores. This is stuff that you can't get from anyone else, from an academic writing teacher, for example. This is IELTS-specific information, the task score, the cohesion coherence score. Everything's covered there, as well as how to brainstorm. Where did these ideas come from? So grab your spot now, guys. Put it in your calendar. These web classes are not recorded, all right? You have to come live. So February 24th, 25th, sign up, allearsenglish.com/writing score.
Yes, I'm excited all day long today. I'm going to find ways to use these words. I'm going to use ill and sick and wicked for sure today.
Totally. Oh, you're a sick co-host, Aubrey.
You're a wicked good co-host, Jessica.
I love it so much. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your day. And Aubrey, thanks as always for chatting.
I'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.